And great news if you're a local fan of the BBC talent show The Voice. Both Jai and Rachel are through to the knockout rounds after big performances over the last couple of weeks. Last weekend, Jai went through after her battle with Noma Kosey.
Tough. The winner of this battle is Jai.
Jai! Congratulations, Jai. Well done. How are you feeling?
I was not expecting that.
Jai's in the studio with us now. Morning to you, Jai.
Good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Well, you're still in there.
I'm still hanging in there. Yeah.
What's it feel like now? Is it getting more exciting?
It's madness. So it is. I'm exhausted, if anything. But you know, it's great at the same time.
So what's the process when you go over there? Like, what's the big day like when they're recording it?
It's in all honesty, at the time I was really really ill. I was really sick, actually, standing in stilettos on that stage. The room was spinning. Everything's just a big, massive rush and influx of emotions. And everyone is either giving each other big hugs because they may not see each other again, or you don't know how to feel. You're going to go two ways about it.
Are you still nervous?
Yeah, terrified still.
But you must be dreaming now about if you're the one.
Everybody dreams, but you also have to kind of keep yourself grounded and remind yourself that, you know, at any minute now you can go out of the competition, and just to be proud of yourself for how far you've got.
And you have a wee boy, 3-year-old Kingston.
Yes, I do indeed, yeah.
So I'm sure he doesn't just stop needing mum when all this is going on.
No, it's really hard to be away from him as well, and it's tiring as doing this, and then your mind's other places as well.
Does he watch you on TV?
He does, yeah. He's not that impressed with my singing. He's more impressed with his own. To be honest with you.
Rachel's with us this morning as well. Morning, Rachel.
Morning.
Let's hear how you did on Saturday night.
You take the clothes off my back and I let you. You eat it, I still don't know why I love you so much. Oh.
Same question to you, Rachel. What's it feel like to be still in there?
It feels amazing. I still can't believe it. But I'm so grateful for still being here.
Yeah, and are you dreaming?
I'm always dreaming. I'm always dreaming.
What's the most difficult part about being in this, Rachel?
I think the most difficult part at the minute for me is sort of trying to keep up with school and trying to focus in school, but then once I go over to London, it's trying to forget about everything over here and focus on singing.
And I guess as well, I was asking Jai there about, you know, is she allowing herself to dream about actually being the one? You've got to also keep perspective that you might not be, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant to imagine winning the show and getting a record label sign you up and management and stuff. But then I'm quite superstitious and don't like to think about it too much in case it jinxed myself.
Well, listen, so, we wish you all the very best, all right?
Thank you very much.
Our fingers are crossed for both you, Rachel, and you, Jai, all right? And thank you so much for both of you for coming on this morning. Thank you.